Welcome back, guys. Going into the fourth and final hour here on Roleplay Swan Song Week 47. Adam, what's behind the door? Oh,
you're you muted. Are muted, sir.
You're muted. No.
Of course I am.
There All you right. go.
you tap the door with your knuckles, and it swings open slightly. And what we hear from the inside is like the faint blowing of wind. We hear this like snowflakes like drift from the open door, and like one of them, we follow a single snowflake, and it like hits, lands on Pi's faceplate, and then melts and just like drips off,
like a tear,
maybe, yeah.
And it's what?
Snow. It's little snowflakes
out of the apartment.
Yes.
I guess I like push the door the rest of the way open and look inside.
Okay. So you have to push pretty hard because it like creates an arc on the floor as you push like a drift of snow out of the way. And you can see just the pool of light from the hallway, and yeah, just like snow drifts in front of you.
Inside the room.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't see the room. You just see darkness and then these like piles of snow.
I mean, the door pushes open though? Like I can.
Yeah, you give it a shove and it slowly like arcs the snow out of the way. And there's just like a faint wind. You feel it, like you shiver because it's like cold wind kind of like blowing snowflakes out into the hallway.
I look at Pi and I ask him to give me light, like turn the contrast on your monitor all the way up and give me a light.
All the LEDs on Pi's like faceplate go and turn on. A bright white light goes out into the room. And yeah, you can see like a faint path. There's maybe some like frozen, like dead grass on the ground. And like, yeah, like just like there's not a lot of light, but you get a little bit of a track out into the snow.
I mean, I guess I follow it. Do I get the do I get the impression that like this is just a room? Can I see the boundaries of the room?
You can't. No.
Then I follow the path.
Okay, and yeah, walk out onto the path. Okay.
Yeah.
So you step into the room, and you walk out into the room and you just see, all you can see is darkness. It's like being out in the country. It's like pitch black in all directions except for this tiny little pool of light.
I guess I like turn to Pi and I'm like, do you see what I see?
So you turn around to talk to Pi and you don't see Pi. You don't see anything. You're standing in a pool of light. There's no door. There's nothing around you except snow in little drifts and this path ahead of you.
I mean, I there's like a part of me that's like, fuck, like again. But I think because each of these visions has sort of presented something, I kind of go with it this time. So I'm like, I'll follow the path.
Okay.
And maybe I say like, Pi, I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm going to follow this path. Like, wait for a second. And I'm like, all right, and just go.
Okay. All right. So you start to walk down the path. At first it's just frozen dirt, earth, and snow drifts to either side. And they don't seem to have been pushed to the side. They just are collecting around the path. And so you start to walk up the path, and you notice that it's like slowly ascending a hill until you realize very gradually that what you're walking on isn't just like frozen dirt, but there are stones. So you're starting to see like a path actually emerge until you're walking on something of a road, kind of like stone block road, that leads you up to the edge of, like, I guess you walk up a hillside, and you can see down in there's a little like valley. You can see that there's a like standing stone, kind of like a Stonehenge looking thing. And there are figures, like cloaked figures moving around the stones.
Do they look like they're physical, like actual figures, not, do I look like they're real?
I mean, everything here looks pretty real. Like you're shivering and, you know, your skin is all like goosebumpy and you can feel the cold. There are snowflakes like melting on your skin.
Okay. I guess I walk towards the figures. I mean, that's where the path goes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, just sort of winds
its way through the path.
Okay. So you start to approach the hinge, the big stone thing. And as you get closer, we hear this kind of dull, like clicking, like grinding sound. And the closer you get, the more you realize that it's actually the noise that these figures are making to each other. There's this kind of like deep, like grinding noise. And then one of them responds with like a higher pitched kind of like whining, clicking sound. And you realize that they're moving around. You ever seen I'm sure you have, but have you ever seen the Dark Crystal?
Of course.
Okay. They move like the Skeksis. Yeah. They're kind of like robed figures. You can't see their faces and they're kind of like lurking and moving around and they seem to be assembling something in the middle of the hinge. They're picking up like objects and like attaching it to this thing. And there's something being constructed in the center and they're speaking with each other about like something. You can't understand them. They're like, one of them will point to the other and they'll pick something up and start to like manage the thing they're crafting, the machine.
Can I like activate my eye?
And
look at these people, right? Like in the past, I've gotten a feeling like sort of auras. Maybe I could be like, oh, those guys are, they might kill me.
Yeah. I think you try to focus your thoughts or whatever. And yeah, you feel like the eye doesn't seem to respond. And maybe like you like touch your face and you realize that it's your normal eye. Like there is no cybernetic eye.
Am I wearing my normal clothes?
So you look down and no, you're not. You're wearing just like a thin white like shift. You're not wearing shoes, which explains why you're so fucking cold.
Is it similar to like what the priests are wearing or these people or figures?
No, you're wearing just like a very plain kind of like white like nightgown, essentially.
Okay. I guess I'm going to continue to approach them.
Okay. All right. So you start to move towards them. And I think that they don't notice you as you pass between them. These creatures, you look into their hoods, they have like hooded faces, and you maybe make out like the glint of a yellow eye or like the strange kind of like serrated beak things that they have with their teeth like clicking together, but you can't get a clear image of any of them. And
what about the device there?
Yeah. So when you approach, the device that they're building seems to center around a large glass tube. So the tube is like metal capped on both ends. It's about 7 like feet long. The inside is like padded, like a cradle. And so they're finishing this device. They're like attaching
it's empty.
And it's empty, yeah. There's all these tubes running off of it.
Does it look like something or someone goes into it? Is that what I interpret from what I see?
Yeah.
I guess I just kind of like watch it being assembled.
Okay. Yeah, they seem to be preparing it. One of the Shindalians moves to a console and puts their hands, they have these like long three-fingered sort of claw hands, like submerges them into this pool of like pinkish fluid. You feel a slight chill as they activate the like SciTech of the device.
And I recognize it is definitely SciTech.
Yeah, yeah. Your MES responds for sure.
Okay.
And when that happens, yeah, you feel like a faint buzzing kind of in your head. And you feel a hand on your arm and you didn't see him before, but he's just like there. It's the old man that gave you the eye, the old like Viking seer. And he's like got his hand on your arm. And he just like looks at you and then looks to the cradle.
So I guess I try to speak to him. I would say, you know, like, what is it?
I think he says, he's speaking, you can understand him, but the audience can't. He's speaking like Old Norse and we get subtitles. He's got like bits of like frost in his beard and he looks like he's been waiting here a long time. Like his hands are cold and sort of blue. and through like cracked blue lips, he says to you, he says, it's the first step. It's how they ready you for what's to come.
Well, what's to come?
He shakes his head. I can't answer that for you.
Do you remember giving me the eye?
He kind of like smiles this sort of somber, like pitying smile. Like that's the wrong question to ask. And he says, it was made for you.
I guess I step into the machine.
Okay, sure. So the Shindalians have created a sort of circle around the cradle and are singing or chanting or praying or something. They're making the same kind of concordant, like harmonious chainsaw noise that they make. And it's like, yeah, it's like two dozen chainsaws all kind of like revving at once in harmony. And he helps you up. There's a metal step ladder. And it occurs to you as you step up that the metal of the steps should be cold, but they're not. Like they're warm. They're warm under your feet. And you step into the cradle. And the old man, when you turn to look, he's gone. And in his place, there's a Shindalian. He's about half again as tall as the others. And instead of like low and sort of squat, this one's like tall and kind of lanky. And as it moves, you can see it like bobbing on its kind of like backwards bending legs. And it reaches out and puts its hand on the edge of the cradle on the door. And its fingers are, you know, like probably half a meter long and bend three or four times, like in multiple joints. So it like bends around the edge of the cradle. And closes it over you. And you feel a sense of, I think, warmth start to like fill you, like that sense of like the tingling you get in your fingers and your toes when frost, like when you're really cold and you start to warm up. So it's like a little painful. Yeah, and I think that now you see through the slightly foggy exterior, you see Kia standing on the steps where you were, but she's dressed like Piani. So she has like the long blonde hair and like the freckles and like looks like you, but like a different version of you somehow, but she's wearing your clothes. And like Pi is standing behind her. And a faint like fog starts to fill the capsule.
So like I don't see the snow or the figures anymore. That's what I see.
No, I think through the fog, you see the two of them and you see like a dorm room. Like you're propped up against the inside of the dorm and you can see like the walls and the poster and like the open door out into the hallway. And she's standing there looking at you in the capsule and outside in the hall is Pi.
I mean, am I literally still in a capsule or am I like...
You like slam your hand up against the glass and it's like, it's there.
I mean, I think at that point I actually start freaking out a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Like, maybe like banging on the, get me the fuck out of here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So you start like banging on the glass and she just kind of like smiles and like puts her hand on the glass and turns around. And like walks back towards Pi, and the room starts to get dark, and all you can hear now is like your own hard breathing, and like you can see the wind like blowing the snow around.
I think I actually start yelling Pi, like I start calling out for him.
Okay, all right, so you're like shouting for Pi, like Pi, come back, and they walk out. You see the door, and you see their silhouette, and they walk out into the hallway, and the door closes. And we're sort of trapped with, it's kind of like when we saw Sakarian in his suit, we're trapped with Piani in the capsule in the dark. So there's nothing but darkness all around you. And we can hear your like hard breathing. And like every time you breathe out, there's a like a fog on the inside of the capsule. And so go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I guess actually what I would do is try to go into some sort of psychic meditative state, thinking that sure. if there's if this is something I can wake up from or this shouldn't be happening, I'm going to try to put myself in a place where I might be able to get out of it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So you're just going to try to like concentrate and like put yourself into a trance. Okay. Yeah. Make a, make a mental effect save.
Okay. Let me double check and make sure what my mental effects is. 12. So it's just a D20, right?
Yeah. Okay. So you try, you like take a couple of deep breaths, but you find yourself like hyperventilating and you can feel like the oxygen in the capsule start to fade. And I think the last thing that we see before you like pass out, where things go dark, is the kind of like glowing yellow eye and the weird like feathered face of the Shandalian like high priest, just like watching you, and it kind of like quirks its head as you black out. Maybe your hand like slides against the capsule and drops to your side, and so we go to black there, and Eric, you need to make a mental effect save for me, please.
Okay. Like, what does it feel like when this happens to me?
I'll tell you after you make the save. It's going to depend on if you succeed or not.
Nailed it.
All right.
MVP Eric is having no problems.
MVP Eric.
So, Eric, you feel a sudden, because you've shared the psychic space. You've drifted with Piani before.
Yeah, totally. And I'm a metapsionicist, so.
Yeah, definitely. So you feel this sudden sense of, it's not emotional because it's not telepathy. It's just purely like energy. Some massive transference of psychic energy has just occurred somewhere nearby. And you feel it. Like you feel it happen. It's like lightning striking near you. Like you like start. Yeah. And I think Alpharius, you see Eric kind of like jump in his chair.
Yeah. Is there a way for me to pinpoint it?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like, do I need to roll or do I just know?
You know the general direction. If you want to like try to tune in for it specifically, you can make a roll.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Let me look at your skills because there's an actual like meditation skill.
I've got Psytech.
Yeah, that would be like examining a device or something. Let's make it a wisdom check with like no like bonus. So 2d6 plus or minus your wisdom.
Okay.
You got a wisdom
it's
bonus.
Plus one, yeah.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You could go there right now. You could like.
Yeah, absolutely. I sort of reel. I put my hand on the table. I probably like spill my drink. Like I put my hand down and like knock my drink over. And I just look at Alpharius. So, Alpharius, we have to go. Hang on. And I pull out my compad and I text to Piani, did you feel that? Send. And then I text, gonna go check it out. Send. And then I get up.
Okay. So Eric, or Alpharius, what do you do or say when you see Eric like get up and like start like texting frantically? You're muted.
Oh, I was muted?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's too bad because I just read off a bunch of numbers to the lottery, the winning numbers. So.
Curse you, mutation.
That'll teach you. Anyways, Eric's kind of a weird guy, so it doesn't really startle him that much. And when he says we need to go, he just goes and gets his rifle and is there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're at the bar now, right? You've got your.
Oh, we're not on the ship. Then I don't have to. I break 17 bottles and start gouging people. Just right.
Okay. Good. Yes. I say we have to go. Alpharius just starts murdering everybody.
Look, I love it. You know somebody's got your back. If you're just like at a bar randomly, you get up like, we gotta go, and they break a bottle on the end of the bar. Yeah. They're like, let's do this thing.
Yeah.
I didn't even say what you have to do yet. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I just stand up. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I start heading in the direction. Like, is it coming from Piani?
You don't know that.
Is that where I'm heading?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Cool.
Totally.
And she's where at the dorms?
She's at a dorm. You don't know that yet.
Yeah, but like, yeah, that's, yeah, okay. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I sort of feel the direction that it is. And once I realize that I have to go on the metro to get there, then, yeah, we hop the metro. And I guess we're just, like, riding stops until I'm like, this seems like the closest we're going to get or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, yeah.
So and it takes travel time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess after a few minutes, like, I check my text. I don't get anything back from Piani, right?
No.
Yeah, I try to call her.
Okay. You type the number and you hit go, and then you get the, like, the number you have dialed is not in service. Please yeah. try again.
Okay, I open up my comms to Pi.
Okay.
And I say, Pi, I'm trying to reach Piani, but I can't seem to get through to her. It says that her number isn't in service. Is there a problem with her data pad?
Yes, I've been having trouble contacting her. My robot body as well. Both seem to be out of range. Which doesn't make sense.
Is your robot body with her?
Well, it was.
I see. Do you know where they were? Where were they last?
I can send you their last known location. And then there's like a buzz on your data pad.
Thank you, Pi. That's very helpful. I'll try to keep you informed. I'm starting to feel worried. I felt some strange psychic phenomenon.
Oh, that is worrisome.
Yes. I'll let you know what I find.
Please do.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah, like, you know, I hang up and I continue on. I want to look up what the meta psionic power is that lets me, like, protect myself from enemy psychers, basically. Mm-hmm. Psionic static field for the duration of this power. Activating any psionic ability within line of sight costs psi points as if the power were one level higher. Doesn't affect level 9 powers. Psionic and her allies are not affected by their own static field. Multiple static fields do not stack. So I don't know how long it lasts. It lasts for 5 minutes per activation, unless noted otherwise. Okay, so like, I'm going to be like keeping my psionic senses super alert for any interference. And as soon as I feel anything, I'm going to slap on a psionic stasis field.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So Alpharius, Eric looks like tense, I imagine.
Yeah. And we don't have guns. You know what? Can we stop at the one stop back, get our guns, and then keep going?
Can we stop at the gun store?
Yeah.
Well, no. We put our rifles.
Yeah, back to the locker room.
You can go back to the locker room first. Yeah, it will delay you. It's not really on the way.
Oh, it's not like back along the line.
No, it's past.
Adam, that. I have to say, I actually just checked the map in my mind. Pretty perfectly on the way. You
know, it's fine. We never established it. Let's make a luck check, Eric.
No, yeah, Eric. Sure.
Yeah, Eric.
You fucked up, Adam. Get ready.
Here we go.
This hole.
You're playing with fire, Adam.
Oh, shit.
Oh God!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Damn it! All I wanted to do today was win a role play game, and now this happened. God damn!
Damn right!
You're so dumb, Adam. Oh my God! Oh God!
Boiled again!
Boiled again! With that perfect 20, I do believe our guns turned into grav tanks.
So oh yeah, super guns. Yeah,
yeah.
Actually, yeah. They've made a million gun babies while you left them alone, and now you have an army of guns.
I love gun babies.
Yeah, baby army of guns. Everything's great.
But yep. What do we do with all these guns?
Okay. Yeah, we get onto the metro. The security guards have our guns ready for us. They're like, "We're sorry for the inconvenience, sir. Here's a free grav tank." And then we just
right, and you and your grav tank army go up on the psychic end boss. And
that's just not interesting.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Cool. Yeah, we stop off at the locker rooms, grab our guns, and GTFO.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So you stop on the way, get your guns, and you arrive outside the dorm room.
As we get there, by the way, and I'm sure along the way, I'm like, Eric, what are we expecting here? You haven't told me what's the issue.
Some psychic disturbance, very, very strong emanation. I can't describe what it is, I've never felt this before, right, Adam?
A presence you haven't felt since.
Yeah, since ever.
Yeah, you're not. You're contractually not allowed to finish that sentence. You have to say since, and then walk off as fast as you can.
Right. Yeah. I just kind of shake my head. I guess I probably on the metro, I'm jotting down notes to myself of like what this felt like. And
definitely, because there are part of your metapsychic training is recognizing, in the same way we would recognize, like a chef would recognize taste, you're able to recognize the texture of psychic emanations to be able to recognize. Like that psychic academy would be weird because someone would, they'd be like, okay, what kind of psychic power is this? And they'd use some points and you'd have to be like, telepathy? Like feel kind of different.
Yeah, cool.
I look up at the building and say, what are the rules of engagement?
We need to make certain that Piani is safe. But other than that, any threats that exist, we should consider them very dangerous. The psychic forces at work here were strong. I have some limited ability to protect us from them. I'll see what I can do, Alpharius.
Affirmative.
Yeah. Yeah, just checking psychic harmonization, which is only affecting me. Okay, cool. All right, yeah, sure. Can I only have one of these running at a time? Or is it like concentration, Adam, or is it time?
One of what? Oh, like one psychic power? I think so, yeah.
Okay. Sure. Okay. We roll up to the dorms and I'm just like, is the emanation still going on or do I just sort of know where it was?
No, it was a burst. It was a single, like I said, a lightning strike.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we're going to that general location in the dorm.
Okay, sure. So you get to the dorm and, there, you don't really see anybody around.
This is the last known location of Pi's robot body.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I guess like I'd kind of go like if there's anybody like concierge or anything like that, I'd go up to them and be like, "Have you seen this person?"
You get off the train. You leave the train. I don't think anybody else gets off at this stop with you. It's quite late now. You like make your way down, head across the courtyard, and there isn't anybody around. Like it's pretty quiet. You don't notice anybody. You walk inside and you see like a handful of people just like lying on the ground. Like just like one just like face down right next to you. Their phone is like lying nearby.
Yeah.
Two people look like they like fell and like knocked into each other and then fell over. There's like a half dozen unconscious people just lying around on the floor.
Weird place to take a nap, right?
I take a couple pictures. Chink, chink, chink. And then you know, if there's nobody who's awake here, then I guess I go to, like, is there a concierge desk?
No. There's, like, a hall with, like, a little, like, student directory.
Did we know any of the stuff with her and Kia? Like, we didn't hear about any of that, right?
No.
God.
Well, wait. They were at least with me.
You're unconscious!
but when that person came up and gave the textbook to me, they were all with me.
Yeah. Sure.
I guess that doesn't mean shit. So never
we wouldn't know her name.
Yeah, I mean, like that might not have been nearly important enough for me to remember it now. Geez.
There's cameras here, I guess, right? Because that's how they caught us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the buildings have built-in camera security.
Yeah, I guess Eric's just kind of standing dumbfounded, and maybe Alpharius says, "There's cameras.
Check the cameras."
Yeah. Okay. Totally. We go straight to the. We try to find like a security center.
Okay.
Somewhere. Sure. We can,
like, it's the RA's office, Adam. If you need to.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, the RA's dorm.
Okay. Yeah. There would be
a dragon.
There would be an office for like campus security office. Sure.
Okay.
So you go down the hallway and like one of the doors, you walk by a door and it's just like open and there's somebody like lying on their back on their bed with their eyes open, just like staring at the ceiling with their arms hanging off the bed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So since everybody's sort of out, we just go to the computers and then we like, you know, rewind back looking for anything. Looking for Pi's robot body is what I'm looking for.
Okay. So you sit down, you like move the guy that's like unconscious in the chair, sit down in front of the keyboard, so typing and like tracking back. Cause I guess it's got a.
Yeah. I mean, I know how long it's been about, right? So like I rewind to that point in time and then I start scanning backwards. Okay.
So the last thing you see, there's basically the cameras are all out. They're just static for a while, but the very last thing that are on the camera, you get a hollow image of the hallway of Pi and Piani standing outside this room. Piani knocks on the door. Door swings open. Piani walks inside, and then burst of static.
Cool, but I can see which room it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Great. So we head right down the hall to that room.
Okay. All right. So you like take the elevator up, and you get out into the hall. Same thing. Like eerily quiet. There's a girl like lying on her back, kind of slumped against the wall with like a toothbrush in her mouth.
Yeah, like in PJs. Yeah.
One slipper off.
Yep. Okay, cool. We go straight up to the room. Is the door open or is it closed again?
So you come around the corner to the hallway, and I need you to do another mental effect save for me.
Okay.
But not me.
Actually, do you have a static field up, right?
Well, like as soon as I felt anything encroaching towards me, I was going to throw it up.
Okay.
You did
mention in advance. I'm not going to make you like roll initiative or whatever, but like as you get out of the elevator, maybe that's a thing you would have thought to activate.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so something hits your static field hard, like and it's not like a consistent push, but it's like a wave, like something like washes over the field and like pushes against it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Ooh, there's something heavy here.
Do you say that?
Yeah.
Again, you're like kind of weird to Alpharius, so you just
you're kind of weird to Alpharius.
Yeah, so like feels like
there's something heavy here. He has no idea what to do with that. He's just like looking through
this. Yeah, so like it's sort of an oppressive psychic emanation. It's not someone trying to activate psychic powers.
No, right? No. Oppressive psychic emanation is spot on.
Yep. Okay, so here's what I do. I cancel the psychic field. Let me spend the points for that. 1, 2, 3. Okay. And then I activate psychic stabilization on myself, which does give me a +2 to saving throws versus mental effects or versus psychic powers.
Okay, cool.
And that only affects me, but rather than causing an enemy psyker to spend more points to activate something, it is more like against what I feel like I'm feeling.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, and then I head down the hall, you know, gritting my teeth against the onslaught.
Alpharius walked normally.
All right. So as you walk down the hall, Alpharius, you start to hear like a faint, like pulsing kind of humming noise.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very faint coming from further down the hallway.
In the direction we're walking?
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting louder as you.
Okay. Then I would kind of speed up and say, Eric, walk behind me.
Okay. Yes.
And then rifle up and I'm going towards the.
Yeah, so you start hustling down the hall. So I think you get like halfway there, and you hear like a faint like crunching sound. Like, so you've been stepping on the carpet, and then you look down and you stepped on something. And when you look kind of around in the corners of the hallway, like where the wall and the floor meet, and the ceiling and the floor meet, there are these like it looks like frost at first, but it's not cold. There's little like crystalline formations starting to like form. And as you look up, you can see they get thicker and thicker towards the end of the hall. Mm-hmm. The room that you're headed for is the last door on the left at the end of the hall. And there's all these like crystalline formations, and they get thicker and thicker until they're like, you know, fist size and then kind of arm size, these big kind of like fractured sort of crystals.
Yeah.
It's like being on the inside of a geode, the closer to the end of the room, the end of the hallway you get.
Push forwards, Alpharius.
Eric, you definitely recognize these crystals.
Oh, yeah? Are they the crystals?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I just start stomping on like they're rain puddles.
I pick up three and I put them in my backpack.
Okay, so you like crouch down and pick up the crystals.
Yep, sure. Definitely. Okay. And then I continue.
Okay. All right. So you you move to the end of the hallway, and yeah, there's all these like jagged like wall and ceiling crystals that kind of like stick out. Then you're able to kind of maneuver around them, and you get to the end of the hall, and yeah, the door is like propped open slightly, and it's like kind of like crusted on both sides with these like crystals.
Yeah.
And there's like this faint kind of pulsing hum coming from the other side of the door.
Yeah, I call out and I say, if you're there, we're coming in. And then I motion to Alpharius to open the door.
I kick him. You'll have to break. Yeah, so you might kick the door.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so you boot the door. The crystals shatter and kind of like fall to the ground and like and break. The door opens a little bit. And you can go ahead into the room.
I combat go in though. Like I kick the door in, and then, you know, the tactic is not pause at the door and check it. You rush in.
Sure. Okay. Now the two of you rush in. So inside there is a small, there's a little like dorm room, and everything seems to be like covered in these like this crystalline growth. So yeah. The walls, the floor, the ceiling. It's as if the crystals just kind of like grew around the objects in the room to the point where like you look towards the desk and pieces of the computer that were sitting on the desk are suspended in the crystals.
Nice.
So it's like they like violently kind of emerged from all the surfaces at once and just like grabbed everything that was in the room.
Yeah.
And broken into several pieces, kind of suspended in crystal in the middle of the room, is Pi's robot body.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like I'm taking pictures as I go along, just like, you know, taking pictures of this.
I'm going to clear the apartment. I check each room for life.
Yeah, it's just the one room. It's just like a little dorm.
Nothing. It's a dorm.
Yeah.
And then there's Pi's robot body there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Then I immediately but like, comms Higgs then.
In these like in the crystals and broken into pieces and not like broken at joints, like sheared in straight places in various pieces, just like scattered throughout the center of the room.
Am I able to comms Higgs?
Yeah. Yeah. So Higgs, you startle awake.
What? Yes. I don't even know if I answer it. I just.
There's been an attack. Eric's being weird. We're at the source of it. Crystalline growth all over the place. Pi's robotic body destroyed. Piani not located, but assumed in danger. Perhaps be ready to evacuate or assist us.
Okay, yeah, I'll get the rest from Pi. Just give me 5 minutes. I'll stay at the ship and see what I can gather.
And he clicks off.
Yeah. And then I'm just like, Pi, what the fuck happened?
I don't know.
Well, you were there.
I lost contact.
What's the last thing you remember seeing?
Piani opened a door, went into the dorm room.
Why the fuck were you there? Why didn't you call for backup?
Piani seemed to have things under control.
How long ago was this?
An hour, maybe.
Well, fuck, they could be off planet. All right, yeah. Keep the ship ready. We might need to leave soon.
Of course.
Okay. And then I just start getting ready, and I message Alpharius for the address. Then I guess I show up however long it takes me to get there.
Yeah, send it to him. Is there a source of the pulsing sound that I was hearing?
Yeah, it's coming from there's something like in one of the crystals. There's a piece of Pi's like robot body that was separated from like the chassis is kind of broken apart, and the internal mechanisms are all like scattered. It's a bit like one of those like suspended science demonstrations of like a person's body that's been preserved in plastic. So there's like wiring spreading out, and there's just like a little piece, and it's blinking. You can see the light through the crystal, and it's like vibrating the crystal. And it's repeating this sort of like pulse.
I kind of lean in and look at it, and while looking at it, say to Eric, like, Eric, what are these crystals?
These are the same crystals that I was studying earlier. They're very strong, psychically resonant, but I'm not familiar with how they're grown.
I stand up. I know. Do I know why the explosion happened?
The explosion on the ship?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, Eric. Did you ever clear with anybody about how? What
I mean, I don't think on? I really explained it. But like, I mean, you know that it was the crystals on the ship that exploded.
We know that originated from your room. It was a crystal, right?
Yeah, you at the very least know that they are very volatile.
Okay. So then as he says that, I stand up, still with my back to him, still looking at the crystals, say, what in the actual fuck? These are the crystals that exploded?
So yes, they're the same variety. Keep in mind,
think Pi's in here as, or we think Piani's in here as well.
Like, we can't. That would be my biggest question here is, where the fuck is Piani?
That's a good question. You would be able to see Piani if A, yep, she was around, or B, she had been blown into a bunch of pieces. You'd see like chunks of her.
Yep.
So out of game question then. With Marcus now playing crystals that can't talk or really have any feelings, like, what do we do with the Marcus problem? You know what I'm
gonna,
I mean?
I'm gonna, like, the crystals emanate, you know, they resonate. So
you can vibrate a feeling, you think, Dennis?
Star Trek The Next Generation.
I think Marcus wants us to yell at the person. Is it, give me two vibrations if it's a real yell.
Listen. Wheat and I had a long conversation the other day on Skype, and he was like, Adam, I'm really tired of playing Piani. I just want to play like a collection of sentient crystals that float around and make twinkling noises. Is that okay? Can I do that? And I was like,
is there any way I could just be an inanimate object on the show?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, this is this one room. We see no.
So one thing I was gonna remind you, Eric. These crystals, they're only found in one place in the whole universe, and there's no way that they would be here. Like,
This is incredibly bizarre to me. Like, I don't know how they grow on that planet that they grow on, but the fact that they've grown here organically is beyond bizarre. That's why I'm taking all these pictures, right? I'm like, something really fucked up and freaky happened here. Let's document so we can figure it out later. Yeah. So since we have no record of Piani here, and she's not blown to smithereens, she's not trapped in anything, she's not whatever. First of all, I try to get as much like componentry of Pi's robot body out of the crystals as possible, or like take the crystals with the components in them. We pack that up. We take the computer that's been extruded, and we pack all of that up. And then I guess like Alpharius and I just do a thorough search of the room to see if there's anything else that we may have missed that looks important or might have data on it. So I'm going to do a perception check to just see.
Okay. Search the room. Okay. So Higgs, did you, you were making your way there, right?
Nailed it.
Yeah. I think after I finally get like dressed and stuff, and how long is it going to take me to get there, do you think?
As much as is like plot appropriate, you can show up while they're searching the room because it's gonna take them a while to take the room apart.
I have this conversation with Eric, and then I immediately comms Higgs and say, perhaps show up outside of the building. I've just been informed the explosive crystals are what we are standing amongst. So, as your security advisor, I advise that you do not come into the building.
All right, noted. You might want to get Eric out of there. I mean, he's the reason they blew up last time. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I am aware of it. I've actually already uploaded most of my will and also a small speech to my personal terminal.
Okay.
I was not made aware of the situation until I was squatting face forward looking into a crystal.
Gotcha.
Like, noted. Eye right above it. What are these things? Oh, that's what blew up the ship.
Hey, can you do me a favor and ask? Well, actually, hold on. And then I just like call Eric, even though he's standing right next to him, and say, Eric, did these people leave there through physical means, or are we dealing with something else here?
Now, we had to like break the door open, right?
Yeah. The door was crystalled shut.
Right. So like Piani didn't come out of the room after the crystals appeared. Sorry, what was your question?
I asked, did they walk Piani out of there? Is this something else?
They must have taken her out of here physically somehow. With these crystals here, I don't think teleportation is advisable. That would be dangerous.
Alpharius, can you check the room, see if there's any exits that you guys haven't seen?
I've checked it in its entirety. It's a sealed off room.
What about, you guys have security footage of the door?
We check the footage. It goes fuzzy due to interference, presumably from these crystals.
We see Piani open the door and then static.
You check the rooms next to it?
Not yet.
probably. Did I find anything else useful in this room in the searching?
So from Eric's perspective, it looks like a bunch of like, you know, early 20s, like girl stuff. There's like a standard kind of run of the mill console with some stickers on it. There's a poster of like a wolf howling at the moon. Yep. There's some like media chips. There's a couple of like pictures, like little holo projector pictures.
Okay. They're just like family or whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have to. This is the thing, is they're not like physically a piece of paper. So like maybe you pick up like a little holo projector and turn it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a. You see Piani, but she's blonde and has like long hair, wearing a like an X-Mener University fighting spaceships like sweatshirt.
Fighting spaceships.
It's something like that. Fighting scientists, because yeah, you know, standing next to some generic looking dude.
Yeah,
they look like they're at like a sporting event or something. He's holding one of those like foam fingers.
Yeah. Okay. So I grab this picture and I put it in my pouch. I grab the media, like the media sticks that you said that she had. Grab those in my pouch. And I guess that's it that I see that could possibly be relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the computer, we've got the parts of Pi. Let's go check the rooms to the left and right.
As I start to do that, I'd hang up and I just ask Pi, or I call Pi or something, however I'm in communication with Pi. Mm-hmm. Say, Pi, did you walk past any police officers today? Can you recall? I know you have a perfect memory.
I do. What are you looking for?
I need a badge number.
Certainly.
Give me a legit badge number.
Any badge number?
Any badge number.
Okay, yeah. So you you get a text with like a string of digits.
Okay. Can you give me the number to the local police force?
I can. Pops up right next to it.
Yeah, I call the local police force.
Okay, sure.
Nice.
It only rings once and then you get like NX1 police.
Yes, this is officer, and then I give the badge number to the person.
Right, yeah, officer 2X24518.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to file a missing persons. This is on, and I give them the description of Piani. Say that she has
So she, the woman on the other end is like, why are you calling us on the civilian line? What happened to your radio, 2X21?
That's why I'm calling you, because they seem to have taken my walkie. I don't know where it's at. I just woke up in the middle of nowhere.
And you were attacked?
I don't know. I saw this person, and then I woke up in the middle.
What's your 20, 2X21?
I kind of like look up. I'm next to the Piggly Wiggly.
Right.
In between Value Mart.
Fifth or university?
University. Look, can you just put a missing persons list or missing persons out on that woman?
Sure, 2X21. You need to get back to the station and file this yourself, but I'll get it started for you.
Fantastic. And also, make sure no one leaves the spaceport. That's the biggest thing. They might be trying to leave the area. I think they might be perhaps associated with that bomb going off.
She's like, well, yeah, we got the place locked down. So, yeah, we'll put out a description for your missing girl. Come on back and debrief.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I just hang up.
Sure.
And then I'm like, Pi, I need you to monitor police lines just to make sure if we hear any information about Piani or anything about any information about the bomb that went off, I need you to let me know as soon as possible.
I will. I'm very concerned about this situation, Captain.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have fucking gone to sleep or whatever the fuck happened.
This isn't my fault.
Well, she was last around you, so I'm going to go ahead and blame it on you until we know otherwise.
It's not my fault, Captain.
Yeah, it sucks when that happens, doesn't it? Welcome to humanity. Just like click off.
Humanity.
Start making my way to the dorm rooms.
All right. So so you get to the building and you meet Eric and because Alpharius was like stay outside, right? So you meet them outside.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're searching the room. So do they? Is that prosperous?
Yeah, I mean that's probably what happens. Like you finish in, you finish up there, and then come and meet him downstairs.
Okay.
Yep.
Any luck?
No, there was no sign of her.
Well, shit.
Did we check the neighboring rooms yet, Adam?
Yeah, we can include that in your search.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Yeah, we couldn't find anything. We've got some media sticks from the room. We've got pieces of the computer that was in there. And, well, Pi's robot body was destroyed. But we collected all of the workable components. It's possible that on the ship, Pi could find some way to interface with them and gather more information.
Pi, your sensor is always on, even if you're not in control of that body?
They are. Something about the communications array is damaged. I can't read the body at all. Eric, you said it's been destroyed?
It had crystals punched through it.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's very disappointing.
And Piani's gone missing.
Yes, I'm sorry, Pi.
Don't be sorry. She's not gone yet. Maybe someone took her. Maybe she teleported. There's no evidence at all of her being in there.
Well,
I'm trying very hard not to panic right now, Eric. I need you to help me.
We saw her open the door, but there was no evidence of her in the room. Don't worry. We're going to come back and bring these components to you. I think you'll be able to get information off of them that will lead us in the right direction.
I can certainly try.
That would be very helpful, Pi.
Good. Bring them back as quickly as you can.
We'll be right there. Yeah, okay. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
Okay. All right. So you gather the crystals up.
Did you take like digital photos of the room?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So we have we can basically recreate the room in our ship somewhere.
Basically. Oh sure. Like if you mention it, we can just set up like panoramic shots that could like give us a full 3D representation.
Yeah, I want to try to recreate the room. In the ship somewhere.
Then you can stand in the middle of it and be like, believe it.
Yep. It. Yep. Exactly.
Real.
Okay. So you, I guess you'd have to get like a cart or something to like take all the like crystals out.
Okay. I mean, we don't take all of the crystals, right?
Sure.
You like take this thing. All of backpack will carry.
I put 10 psychic crystals in my bag, and that's it. I don't need more than 10.
You just like fill Alfarius' chest cavity with them?
Yeah.
Nope, he does not.
Okay.
I probably like steal someone's backpack and just like I'll just see a backpack somewhere and just dump it out and fill it with crystals.
Perfect. Get two or three of those. Not giving us these crystals to sell for millions of dollars.
Well, I mean, I'm not asking particularly about. I wanted to know where you put the pieces that contain like Pi's body, right? Because they're in the crystal. You can't like break it out. You'll have to like.
Yeah. Those are the ones that I can collect, and I think Eric as well.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So you gather those up in various pieces and go to head back to the ship.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, I think that, all right, so here's what we see. This is the last scene of the episode. So Piani, you admittedly through a cloud of mental haze and distance, you see all of this happening, like all of it. You see them come into the room. You see them like taking crystals apart. You hear their conversations, but like muted and like you, they're right there, but you try to touch them and there's just like this glass vial in front of you.
Yeah.
How does Piani react? Are you like screaming at them? Are you like, what are you doing?
So I think like, obviously upon screaming, I'm not just going to scream for 10 minutes while I do it.
Sure.
So, you know, like the only thing I could possibly think of is, you know, potentially trying to use MES in some way to let Eric know. It's like the only way I could possibly know to try to get his attention or, you know, let him know I'm here.
Okay. All right. Why don't you make a wisdom check? So.
Okay, so
2d6 plus or minus just your wisdom modifier.
It's a check to see if you remember that those crystals will.
Wait. Try that. Piani?
Yes.
I'm giving you my roll. All right, you've got it.
Right.
So you 2d6 plus 1 then.
Yeah.
Okay. 8.
Is he an 8? Okay. Eight. All right. So the last thing that we see Piani, like, you like furrow your brow. And you're still wearing the like white like nightgown, basically. And, like, put your hand up against the crystal and like thrust out with your mental power. And Eric, you're the last one out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
You turn to take one last look into the room, and like one of the crystals at the top just like breaks. Like there's like a crack that goes like through it.
When that happens, Higgs just like jumps the fuck up. And Alfarius is probably just running the opposite direction.
Yeah, and Eric, you just turn, and all you see is just this like crack go throughout the crystal.
I don't
feel anything. Yeah, it just you just notice it. It looks like the weight of the crystal like had cracked it or something.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you're just like weird, and like you turn.
Yeah.
And then we fade and the credits start to roll.
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe it's like a different ending credits theme this time. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's like the usual.
There's snow blowing. Snow blowing. There's like a wolf walking through the snow as the credits are rolling. I like
cool.
Cool.
Sweet.
All right. Let's do some shout outs then. Wheat, why don't you start us off as usual?
Thank you. I'm having fun on this little life scavenger hunt that I'm doing here. And, I don't really have much else to say. It was nice to be back in the Swan Song seat. Thank you, players and GM. Thank you, everyone who tuned in. You know where to find me. Just add DJ Weed at the end of any fucking URL and see where it takes you. Like, you never know, man. Just all of them. Try them. You might be surprised.
Tried it out. And,
yep, that's right, Jeff. Try them all, dude.
404, yeah, that's an error. So
Silver Fox, DJ
Weed. Silver Fox. No.
Nothing there.
Shit. Well, there's a few that don't work. They found them.
All right.
Close to you. I'll see you next time.
There you go. Steven, do some shout outs.
Thank you to everybody for watching. I'm having a super blast. This is super cool, and I can't wait to see what's happening next. In case you couldn't tell, weird shit is kind of my jam. So I'm on board. That's it. You can find me around the internet, and we got a West March is coming up this Saturday, so like I'm gonna stream some prep in the morning, some West Marches in the afternoon. Definitely catch all of that. Give me those follows.
There you go. Nice. Jeff, some shout outs.
Always a pleasure, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. I look forward to this every week, and I love that we have so many shows under our belts, and we got so many more to do. As always, just please do consider following all the various stuff, Twitch, Twitter, Twatter, Twatch, YouTube Gaming, of course, one of my big things I'm starting to kick up here. I'm just kidding. They're fucking
nice work.
They don't actually exist.
Zombie.
I don't have anything super cool to report. I'm starting to stream other games. I think I'm going to play Dawn of War tomorrow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I thought you were like full-time XCOM at this point.
Bro, I just beat it today, man.
On Legendary?
Legendary Iron Man.
Congrats, dude.
Damn. Thank you.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing because like 3 minutes into the final battle, my head chick just gets shot in the back of the head and just dies. I'm like, okay. And then 12 Andromedons came into the room, and I'm like, okay, XCOM, I guess we're gonna be that way. But we clawed it out. It was pretty cool. So having a lot of fun stuff, revamping the stream, and I am actually working on a shirt campaign, and I am so excited for it. Literally, the idea for the shirt came to me in a dream. I kid you not. That's the kind of nerd that I am.
There you go.
It's so good that I actually won't say what it is until the artist finishes the picture, because it's like, you guys will see. It's fucking pretty awesome. So that's it. Thank you.
Awesome stuff. Last but not least, Adam, do some shout outs.
Sorry, I got distracted. Steven was posting Superman, Batman making out pictures in the chat. Hi, thanks for coming. Every once in a while, you know, we get to lean hard on the plot, the big plot with the capital P. So it was fun. Thanks to DJ Wheat for playing along. There was a point where I had to say to Wheat in chat, I was like, "Is it okay if I just hide you for the next end of the, for the next half hour?" And when you read that message, I saw you just go like. So yeah, thanks for playing along. Let me do the weird thing I carry occasionally. If you want to check out my stuff, it's Skinny Ghost on Twitter, Adam Coble on Twitch. I'll probably stream some Overwatch later tonight, because that's a thing. And I will be back for the next episode of Swan Song, and also to make Steven's life miserable this weekend on the West Marches.
Yeah.
So come on back for that.
There you go. All right. I think we should have another episode next Tuesday, so we'll see you guys then at the same time. Same place for more role play. We also got role play, like they were saying, West Marches on Saturday. So we'll see you for that. I'll do the rest of my shoutouts after the show is closed out. So let's go ahead and do that. We'll see you guys next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Peace.